We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Stephen Kropa, a very funny improviser here in Chicago and a big comic book fan. His idea was to have a podcast by a superhero who would invite on other superheroes and talk about superhero topics. But one of his good heroes canceled on him and at the last second had to find a replacement who turns out to be not the best. It's a fun look at superheroes, and I know you guys will enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cape Cast.
Hello, citizens, and welcome back to your weekly Cape Cast. I am, as always, your hero, your host, Sonic Boom. A quick thank you to last week to the Scold Leosis. Yes, she gave us some great advice on how to defeat your villains with guilt. A little bit of housekeeping. I will be saving, by saving, I mean giving out savings at the ribbon cutting for the Lakeview Mall next week. So if you want to see your favorite vocal hero, come on out. Unfortunately, Night Terror has canceled on us, so I have had to go to scrape the bottom of the hero barrel.
Let me key in
Heatstroke. It's
sorry. I was just really excited.
You're coming in a little hot.
Okay. That's me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here
heat
you go.
Stroke.
Yes, it's heat stroke. Heat stroke.
Deep da do, deep da do, deep da do, deep da do. Heat stroke.
You do that every time you come in. That's your
every time.
Theme. Okay.
Some people say that it's the same as the Superman theme, but. I say Superman's not real in this universe, at least. And
yes, popular television and comic character Superman is not.
Yeah, but I'm real. Heatstroke.
Okay. Well, Heatstroke, have you listened to the podcast before? You know, kind of what we do, our rundown here. Or
I listen.
Okay. All right.
Every episode, Sonic, and I am so excited to finally be on your podcast and finally be an official superhero and this validates me and now everyone knows how amazing I am, so suck it, Night Terror, who says that I'm not. Suck
don't.
It hard.
Nope.
Suck it thick.
You do not.
Suck it long, Night Terror, because Heatstroke is here and I'm a real superhero.
For our listeners, Heatstroke is flexing in a manner that he is not have muscles. I would say aim higher, Heatstroke, but you know, for you, I think this is high enough.
Yeah,
Heatstroke. So what we like to do, our first segment usually is origin story. As everyone knows, I ate a magic space rock that gave me the power of voice. And it carries across the nation of heroics.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Were you named Sonic Boom before or after Street Fighter 2?
I think that's just a strange coincidence.
Strange coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
That you happen to have... That's like somebody having the superpower of Hadouken.
Mm-hmm.
It's is like, there Hadouken?
There's no Hadouken, but you know, it's the same
in
thing.
In Japan,
where,
have you checked?
I haven't checked. No, I haven't been able to go overseas yet. I would say it's the same thing where it's, you know, Goku and him have the same move for the...
Goku?
You know, from Dragon Ball Z.
What? What? What's Dragon Ball Z?
It's a television show that I watch.
Sonic Boom watches Dragon Ball Z?
Sonic Boom has always gone to any cons, so... Yes, he does.
Oh, I thought I was the loser.
All right, now. Watch yourself. I've just welcomed you into my home, into my voice box.
I'm losing respect for you, Sonic Boom.
Well,
so my don't. Origin story. My origin story. So, me, mild-mannered Billy. I mean, dang it. Dang it!
Yeah, don't you want to keep your
secret? My name's
identity.
Not Billy. That's stupid. My name is Heatstroke, and I have no other identity. I will keep that secret forever. So I'll erase your mind with my Heatstroke powers. That's one of my powers.
Oh, is it?
Is you forget? You forget things
to drink water
for half a day. Yeah, so mired, mannered, Billy Weeks. I mean, dang!
I'll edit that. I'll put a beep in there.
Can you, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always do that. I mess it up so bad. Some guy was trying out for the tennis team. Not high school. It's I had to try out to make this.
A rec league?
A rec league tennis program.
Oh, so it was an S3 program for
tennis.
And
it was
you still had to try out?
Yeah. Nobody else was trying out. They said I had to for some reason. And it was middle of July. And the sun, it was 3 p.m., which everyone knows is the hottest time of the day because the sun had already been at its highest point at noon. And then at that point, it's still pretty high. So it gets really hot at 3 p.m. And I was so nervous. I didn't drink any water or eat anything because I didn't want to, because when I get nervous, I throw up. And I'm like,
is that a power as well?
Well, it's a byproduct. Yeah. And I didn't want to throw up. So I'm like, if there's nothing in me, there's nothing to throw up. I ended up throwing up something anyway. I think it was bile. Anyway, I was trying out for the tennis team. And I was sprinting and running. And they didn't have one of those little ball guys that always goes gets the ball. So I had to go run and get the ball. And then also, I wasn't playing anybody. I was just, they made me just hit it over the net. But I barely did it. Anyway, I was out there for maybe, it felt like forever. They said 4 minutes. I said a day. And I passed out from heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my powers. Heat stroke!
But so what are your powers? Is it you just had heat stroke once?
Yeah. So my powers are my body can no longer regulate its temperature regularly. So I have to be really careful. And because once you get heat stroke once, it's like breaking that thermostat. The thermostat is broken.
But there's mercury everywhere?
Yeah! When I was little, I played with mercury and I got mercury poisoning and they had to take me to the hospital. So before I was heat stroke, I was mercury man.
Heat stroke, I
wanted
you to
use quicksilver, but it was taken. What? Heat stroke!
I'm a little confused here. I mean, I you're in a costume, which is, you know, requisite one. But, you know, you don't have any power. Like, when I...
That's a power.
Having a costume, sewing your own costume?
No.
You ever think that was funny?
Not being able to regulate your body temperature is a power. I have other powers. You just let me said one of them.
I want to hear your power. Like if I can lower my voice to a register that shatters walls, and I can focus that echo to taking out villains.
Yeah, everyone knows what you could do.
I know, so I'm just saying, like, what's your...
Your microphone is made out of some sort of special titanium, so it doesn't explode. I know, I listen to every episode.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
I appreciate that.
I got all kinds of powers.
Okay.
They range wildly.
So on the very low level...
My lowest power...
is you can't regulate your...
No, that's my highest power.
That's your highest power?
Yeah. My lowest one... I could do your taxes.
I have
H&R Block inside of me. I've memorized the H&R Block website. Number two, I could solve a Rubik's Cube in 5 minutes.
That's not that impressive.
Yes. Solved. Number two. Number three. Number three. I could, I know the steps on how to train your cat to poop in a toilet.
But you don't.
I've never accomplished it.
You just know the steps for it.
I know the steps.
Right.
Number four, I know the perfect seller on eBay for old dictionaries.
Is there a market for old dictionaries?
Yeah.
Are they a little outdated?
Yeah, they are. No, hipsters like to draw things on them and then frame them and keep them in their house.
Oh, so you own an Etsy shop? Or you're like an Etsy
supplier?
That's
power number 15. The power of Etsy. And no, I don't sell those.
So essentially you have
my necklaces that I make.
So essentially, Heatstroke, you have a bookmarks bar. And that's your power list.
If you want to call it that.
I do.
And I have other physical powers.
Let's get into that, okay? And that's going to lead us right into our next segment.
Okay.
Amazing feats.
Ooh.
That's right. You get to tell me about your most heroic moment this week, and I will undeniably top it. Hopefully this uses one of your physical powers.
Yes. Well, as everyone knows, Billy Weeks... I mean...
I'll bleep it again. But you gotta stop.
Everyone knows heat stroke can run a 10-minute mile.
That's not... fat high school kids do that.
10-minute mile. Today, I broke that. I ran a 9:30 mile.
And you got a PB.
I had to make sure that there was water stations every 0.1 mile. Because I, cannot regulate my body.
So before you ran the mile, you went out and set up a water station for yourself.
Yes, at night. Because I can't run during the day.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm hoping you're using safety precautions like reflector tape and the like, and a buddy.
Oh, I have one of those I've fallen and I can't get up necklaces.
Oh,
so if I ever fall down, I just push that. Life alert.
Life alert.
I have those. The power of life alert. That's up on this register.
You just have, again, you either just things that you have. Do you know that?
Oh, what'd you do this week, Sonic Boom?
Did you see the bridge collapse? No, well, you shouldn't have because it didn't because I stopped that.
Oh.
It was about to go. And I sang my song, and it kept it up.
What? Until they could come, That doesn't even make sense, Sonic Boom.
Yeah, I projected enough that it kept the bridge up, and in that, people could drive the rest of the way to work, and then we had, you know, our great workers here.
Can I ask you something, Sonic Boom?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who you are.
Mm-mm.
Nobody knows your identity.
No.
So then you don't pay taxes.
Sonic Boom doesn't pay taxes.
Sonic Boom doesn't pay taxes. You heard it here first on the Heatstroke Podcast.
You're not aping my podcast here. Still Cape Cast.
If you would have paid your taxes, then that tax money could have been used.
Am I getting paid to be a hero?
Yeah.
No. What?
What are you talking about?
I don't get a paycheck for this.
I've seen all your gold awards, and I don't see any of the gold awards around this building. I assume you melt them down and sell them as bars.
I don't melt them down. My voice box is a place I keep for myself.
Your voice box?
This is my secret identity layer.
Well, that's a dumb name.
Why? What? I have voice-based powers.
That's real lame.
You're lamer than Heatstroke, really?
Oh, now you're attacking me. Sonic Boom attacks me on my own podcast.
It's not your podcast. You don't know any of this equipment.
If you would have paid your taxes, we would have put the government...
I don't. Sonic Boom doesn't pay his taxes, but mild-mannered blank-blank does pay his taxes. See what I did there? I didn't say who I actually am.
Yeah, but blank-blank, he doesn't make enough money to help, you know, if the government had money, we could fix those bridges.
No, that's not... And yes, I agree with you, but this is not a political crosstalk.
Infrastructure is the key to America. Our roads, our bridges... Our schools.
They said that about the Roman Empire as well.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
And it collapsed.
Yeah, well, every empire collapses eventually, but that was a really good one for a long time.
Was it?
Thank you so much for tuning into the Heatstroke Political Podcast.
We're not even done. No, we're not done.
Next up, abortion.
No, we're not crossing that
What are you talking about?
We're doing things like I saved a bridge and you ran a PB in your mile. I mean, come on. You didn't save a cat out of a tree or anything.
How long did it take you to save that bridge? Probably more than 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right, it's a bridge, and I had to keep it up for the whole commute.
It's not a PB for you.
I don't have PBs for... These aren't things that I keep working on. I don't train myself to hold a bridge up. I just did it because I'm amazing.
Why do you save everybody? Does it make you feel better?
It's because it's the right thing to do.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychology Talk with Heatstroke.
Look, you're not some sort of superhero Ira Glass, okay? We're not doing this... Heroic American Life. We're not doing anything like
this
that.
This is okay. Heroic American
no,
Life.
No, we're not. No, you just took my idea.
I'm Billy Weeks. I mean, I'm Heatstroke.
Oh, man.
Every week we bring you a new superhero story with a theme. This week's theme, loser superheroes.
So yeah, that's why you're
I'm
hosting
here.
It?
What are you talking about?
You're the loser superhero.
What are you talking about?
Every hero is as good as their villain. Who's your villain? Go ahead.
Sarah in accounting. We went on a date one time, and it was awful. This is before I got my powers.
Okay.
This is before I tried out for the tennis team.
Yes, three leagues.
The next day, I did try out for volleyball.
Did you just have to get it over the net again?
Yeah.
You should stay away from ball net-based sports.
That's all I like. I like the sports where they have to stay on one side, and I have to stay on the other.
No physical contact?
Yeah, so there's no possibility that we touch.
Okay.
That's one of my other powers. I don't like to be touched.
That's not a power. That's
don't
just
even
an
try
aversion,
to.
That's just an aversion to human contact.
Don't even try to tickle me.
I would. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You know, the Night Terror was going to come on here and talk about his greatest foe, the stand-up. Like, we were going to have some
great
stuff.
Oh, the stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that guy.
Do you?
I go to his shows. Yeah, he's at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that it's. But the laugh is scratched off, and it's.
Sorry, I gotta drink some water. Gotta stay hydrated. Thank you so much. We're back from commercial break.
No, there's no commercials. This is just...
I'm Heatstroke.
No. You don't need to. I'm Sonic Boom.
With me today is Sonic Boom.
You're with me today. Like, we don't have to keep... Look, I don't know what... Like, my greatest villain is the mime. You know, he's the exact opposite of me. He doesn't speak, but he uses all his powers to create worlds that people cannot escape.
The guy who's just in the park?
No, that's a mime. The mime is...
I see mimes all the time.
No, they're not. They may be agents of the mime, but they are usually just sad students.
They do really cool things. I saw one that was like pushing a balloon, and he was pretending like the balloon was 800 pounds.
Right, right.
It was great.
Right. Well, the mime is the one who, you know, locked the mayor into a glass box, and he suffocated and died. It's my greatest failure.
The mayor died?
Yeah, you didn't... What? You don't know? That's why we had the whole runoff election last year.
Oh, that's what that was about?
Yes.
Oh, man. That was really close to my date with Sarah from accounting, and I forgot about it.
Accounting where? What, all right, let's get into that then.
What?
Where do you work that there's an accounting office?
Oh, Billy Weeks. I mean, dang it. Every time I don't work anywhere, Heatstroke has no job, but he pays his taxes, unlike Sonic Boom.
Well, how does he... Well, what does Heatstroke... claiming for taxes? I mean, what is he getting a paycheck for? I'm Sonic
$35,000 a year.
From who?
What?
Who are you getting paid from?
The government. You don't know? You don't fill out... You get subsidies if you're a superhero.
No.
Yeah. The government pays you in small loans if you're a superhero to help pay for things. As long as you keep track of all... Again, this is the H&R Block superpower. As long as you keep track of all the things that you have buy.
I just tell TurboTax what I put in, and he gets it for me.
TurboTax?
Yeah, the superhero.
That guy's a goof. Don't listen to him.
He's not a goof. He's got... I mean, he wears a bow tie, but
hey, TurboTax, if you're listening, you are the Ask Jeeves of solving tax problems.
Why are you trying to fight with other people?
Because I'm the most powerful superhero.
You're not the most powerful
person. I have
the
government behind me.
I would put you up against Car Fox, and he would fight you.
Car Fox?
Mm-hmm.
You think Car Fox would beat me?
Absolutely.
That creepy puppet?
No, he's
punch
not,
him right in the mouth.
He would get you.
I would take on him and that progressive lady. Flo.
Flo, the progressive woman?
Yeah, but I wouldn't take on that AT&T girl, because she's hot.
Okay, all right.
Well, AT&T girl is surprisingly attractive.
All right.
You watch those commercials and you don't realize it, and then if you think to yourself like, is this girl hot? You're like, oh wow, yeah, she is really hot.
All right, okay.
And then you look up photos of her.
Well,
that really
segues
hot.
Us into our next.
Do
our
yourself
next...
a favor.
Don't look up. Don't.
She's very attractive.
Objectify.
I'm not objectifying a woman saying that she's attractive.
You're objectifying saying Google her and look her up and use her for whatever.
I say Google all kinds of things. Google Morgan Freeman's freckles. That'll bring a smile to your face. Cat slaps. It's just cats slapping things. It's so funny with their claws in. Google dog fights.
No, don't Google dog fights. Yeah. Do not Google dog fights.
There's some great dog fights
online. No. We don't
want to watch some great.
We don't
want
to see dog fights. We don't want to see unless it's some sort of.
No, it already had happened.
No,
dogs were already objectified.
That's not an excuse. Just because it already happened. A lot of things already happened. The Holocaust already happened. We
want
to
watch
do
videos
again.
On that too.
Oh my god!
You gotta watch dog. Well, if it
no,
you gotta look. These dogs have already fought and lost their lives. You have to make it for something.
No, you don't make it for anything.
Yep.
You don't do that. No.
Yeah.
What kind? I don't understand what kind of hero you are. I was just going to ask. Oh, my God.
I'm the best hero around.
You're not. You don't do anything.
Billy Weeks. I mean, yeah. Heatstroke.
Heatstroke. I mean.
What's your question for me again?
Well, I was going to go into our next segment, but I don't know if I want to
next segment is thank you so much.
No, it's not thank you so much.
For tuning in to Heatstroke.
It's not Heatstroke.
Our segment is dogfighting.
No, we're not talking about
why Sonic Boom doesn't stop it.
I don't. I can't stop everything.
The last dogfight video I watched was from like a year ago, and you were around, and you never stopped it. No superhero stopped those dogfights. Why don't you care about dogs?
I do care about dogs. I donate to Paws all the time.
You do? Yeah? Yeah. You can get that deducted off your taxes.
But not Atomic Boom. I do it as my secret identity.
Oh, which is?
I'm not telling you.
Well, now I know. Well, you narrowed it down. So I'm going to look through. Because your name's on the donation list.
Of the thousands of people who donate to Paws.
Yep. Well, now it's from millions. From billions of people in the world, you've narrowed it down. You dummy.
Why? Wait. Are you trying to become my villain? That's the sense I'm getting here.
Why would I do that? To see your secret lair, to see your face closely, to hear your voice at a non-boom level, to smell your smells, to check your medicine cabinet when I went to your bathroom to see what you have. No dogfighting in your internet browser history.
No.
No, why would I ever be your villain? Heatstroke. What's your next segment?
It was going to be Femme Fatales, and I was going to ask about who your lady love was, but I know it's not...
It's not Sarah from accounting. Oh, Femme Fatales. Oh, I have one. Barbara from HR.
Okay.
Barbara's on the open market. Heatstroke. Oh, and God. I told her about my superhero powers, and about how I fight, and I put on my costume in front of her, and I told everything
about...
You
don't think that's dangerous?
Oh.
If you ever get to a certain level where someone would be your villain... They could come right after her.
What do you mean, certain level?
If someone would ever think that you were worth their time to fight you.
What does that mean?
I don't think you're worth anyone's time. I don't think you've been worth my time for this, but I need to keep my schedule going.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Heatstroke Podcast.
This is not Heatstroke Podcast.
You hear it here. Sonic Boom is talking trash.
I'm not talking trash. I'm just talking truths.
I'll be fine. I feel like the whole secret identity thing is played up a little too much. I understand it's important. And thank you for bleeping out all of these.
I don't think I'm going to now that you've given me kind of retroactive permission to keep it in there.
No, I don't. Well, I'll tell everybody if you don't, then I'll tell everybody what else you have in your medicine cabinet.
Go ahead. I have Preparation H.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's admitted.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, Icy Hot patches. Mm-hmm. The big one. The big patch things.
Yeah, the ones that Shaq.
Yep. I was just going to say that. The one that Shaq sells.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you watch... If you turn on an episode of Price is Right, whatever there's commercials for, you have that in mm-hmm. your medicine cabinet.
I think I would do very well on that show.
Yeah, well, you are probably 800 years old because only old people buy the stuff that's actually on there.
No, it's hard. Being a hero is hard, and it puts a lot of strain on your body, and you need to use... There's products out there that help you along. You would know that and if you've ever gotten into a fight.
Oh, God. Who's your femme fatale?
Scarlet Spinner.
Scarlet Spinner.
You know that lady with eight legs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her at the CVS the other day.
Yeah.
She's buying foot cream.
Yeah. She has to buy it in bulk. I'm surprised that she did it at CVS and didn't go to Sam's Club. That brings us
Are we done here?
We're not done. I usually like to explore... This is for citizens to get a little glimpse into the lives of their heroes, but, you know, I don't think you have a ward, do you?
Oh, I got a ward.
I
got it at work.
No, not a ward.
I won the Biggest Loser contest at work. I lost the most clients.
I don't think that, first of all, I don't think they should even be giving you an award for that, but I mean a ward, like, you know.
No,
like,
it was supposed to be for losing the most weight, but I lost the most clients and I stole it from Jane from...
Oh my God.
For marketing.
No, you know what I'm talking about? Like, Night Terror has Dreamcatcher, you know, that small girl who follows him around and fights with him.
Anyway, what's your award?
I don't have a ward. I work alone. But I have the Sonic Cycle that I ride.
The Sonic Cycle?
Mm-hmm. When I go do my Sonic drive-thrus.
Do your Sonic drive-thrus.
Yeah, then when I drive through the city and I patrol.
Is your secret identity TJ Jagodowski?
The actor?
Yeah.
No.
From the Sonic commercials?
No.
From the Sonic drive-thrus?
That's just a funny coincidence.
Do you ever eat at Sonic?
Tell me how
you feel about their products, and I'll be able to figure out what your secret identity is.
I will say I'm coming into an endorsement deal with them, which just only seemed perfect, you know, kind of like the Affleck.
So you're putting TJ out of business.
No. I mean, I'm hoping I get to sit in the back of the seat of that car. That would be pretty fun. I have taken some improv classes, you know, it helps with the rapport.
At where?
Hmm?
What theater?
At the Chicago Improv Den.
Oh, cool. Great. I'm going to cross-reference the Chicago Improv Den with the pause donation list. And I guarantee you there's only like one or two people who've had enough money to donate money and be able to pay for improv classes. I'm going to look up your grades, too, when I'm there.
My grades?
Yeah, your grades from improv class. You guys don't get grades?
No.
If it's a real school, there should be grades.
Well, it's just, it's skill set. It's not learning.
You guys here to hear first on the Heatstroke podcast. Sonic Boom thinks that it's not learning. It's not a real thing.
He's going to
say that it's not an art.
Is it an art? I mean, it's not like a painting or anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the Heatstroke podcast.
It's not the Heatstroke podcast.
I've been Heatstroke. My guest this week Sonic Dork.
Nope. Whoa, first off, Sonic Boom, this is the Cape Cast. You have been my guest, Heatstroke. And I guess we'll leave it at, where can we see you saving someone next? I'm going to say probably nowhere.
Tax season is coming up. And you could see me.
You don't go to.
In every tax return.
All right, Billy.
In
Leach.
The eyes of every child, parents, tax return.
Your service is much appreciated. And
you said it. You can't take that back. Thank you.
I said it.
Also, I could fly.
You can fly. Why did you bring that up?
Yeah, I'm flying around all the time.
You should have said that. I got with that. That's a power.
Well, I thought that was known. I got heat stroke and then I could fly once I got the heat stroke.
No, that doesn't.
This is the Heat Stroke podcast.
No, it's not the heat stroke. It's this.
I'm
Cape
Billy
Cast.
Weeks.
This has been Cape Cast. That's Billy Weeks. Please, please terrorize him. And I'm Sonic Boom. Ouch.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If there's anything that you would like to say to us, you could please email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com or write on our Facebook page and we'll try to get back to you. Make sure to tune in next week and we'll have on a whole new comedian and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it. You're drunk.